If the children would like to come forward. Good morning. We're going to hear the gospel message, and its reading is a number of activities that are not finished, in today's gospel, in one of the verses, there's a lot that this message, has to say. And for one, Jesus was going to a village, and then, he didn't visit. And his disciples wanted to revenge, but then Jesus didn't let them. And a person wanted to follow Jesus, but he said the journey would never end. And Jesus told another person, to follow me, but then, he says, let me bury my father first. And, it's a short passage, but it has a lot of unfinished tasks. And but we hear there's one task that will be completed. And we hear that Jesus, will visit Jerusalem. And, Jerusalem will be Jesus' destination, and he will not, be stopped or distracted, from getting there. And, and I kind of thought, okay, he was going to go to this village, but then didn't go. And, the disciples wanted revenge, but he said no. Someone wanted to follow him, but he tells him the journey's going to be long. And then he says to another, come follow me. But he wants to bury his father. And have you ever started something and then not finish it? Like a game or a puzzle? Or maybe cleaning your room. I know I will start a chore and then, I won't finish it because either something else will come along that maybe is more exciting and more interesting. And, that's kind of what I think this passage is kind of talking about, that, people are, there's distractions. And, and I think it's, they're not staying focused. And Jesus is very focused. He's not going to let, anything distract him, no matter how important it is or exciting those things might be. And there's one of the verses, it says, no man who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. And I thought about that for a minute, and I thought, okay, what is this saying? And oftentimes I said, what is it saying to me? And I thought about it. I've never been behind a plow before, but I'm thinking that, when you're plowing, you've got to keep your eyes forward and focused on where you're going. And if you turn and look behind where you've been, you lose that focus, and sometimes it's hard to get it back and get things, online again. And we just need to, keep our focus, on God and where he's directing us. And that is what Jesus teaches his disciples to do, to keep seeking God and God's direction. Just like the disciples were able to learn from Jesus and to keep seeking God and God's direction, so can we. Jesus is the perfect example. And that's good news for us, to stay focused, keep our eyes on Jesus. So we could bow our heads, fold our hands, and we'll just repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for Jesus. Help us to focus on his actions and teachings about you. In the same way, he focused on you. Thank you for loving us so much. Amen. Thank you.